Welcome to the James Show, News Talk 820 WBAP, now on FM at 93.3. Here's the shocking statistic. The number of children under the age of six who have ingested cannabis products has increased 1,375% since 2017. That is quite a big jump over the last 7 years. Now, some of it is because the laws around this have been relaxed and so more are getting reported. Sure, that's probably some of it. But I think a bigger issue is now that it's legal and you have companies making it and they're marketing it and they're turning it into edibles and now they're putting it in stores and now it has looks like Nerds or ropes or Twizzlers or whatever, all these gummies and whatnot, that's part of the problem too. So how do you keep your kids off of weed gummies? Let's talk to Jerry J-Man Joyner. He is from what seems to be the perfect podcast for the weekend, the Weed and Whiskey podcast. Welcome to the James Show. What can be done to make sure my kids don't get their hands on THC gummies?
Well, I think there's a multitude of things that need to be done. First of all, you know, no one should be making children have access to these, whether it's a store that's selling them illegally to children or a parent that's left their product out. And you're right, over 1,000% increase in 7 years. It still pales in comparison with the number of emergency room visits for children ingesting alcohol, though.
Well,
alcohol is 100 times greater. So we need to have better supervision for these kids or children, when we say children, under the age of six. I don't think they can go in the store and buy this. So parents, caregivers, they need to make sure and lock this stuff up just like they do their alcohol, their tobacco, their guns, or chemicals that are dangerous to kids.
Well, look, I don't want kids eating gummies, but how can it be worse than alcohol?
When I say it's worse, the number of incidences. In other words, that 13,075% increase constitutes about 2,000 children under the age of six that have gone to an emergency room. It's 37,000 children that have gone under the age of six for alcohol. And if you raise that up to legal age or under legal age, it's even greater. So it's a problem, and you mentioned the Doritos and the Nerds. This stuff is all illegal. Frito-Lay has not started making THC products. There are bad players out there, and that's confusing for kids. It's confusing for adults, and that counterfeiting of that stuff needs to stop, just like counterfeit contact lenses. I had no idea until I did a little research how big the counterfeit contact lens industry is in America.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of that either. That's wild. And you put it on your eyeball. Look, I understand the abundance of caution, but I think the bottle of Tito's vodka in my freezer is more dangerous to my kid than THC gummies, and I don't lock it up.
But your kids probably know not to go in there and get in that, right?
And it tastes bad, and yeah, it doesn't look like candy. I don't know. So, look, gun owners have gun safes. If you are a person who does it for medical reasons or even recreational reasons, do you need to get a weed safe?
Well, if you got weed, you're not supposed to have a gun. If you have a concealed handgun license and you get a medical marijuana license, they require you to turn that handgun license in. So that's a problem here in Texas. I was just on the radio in Vermont. Same issue they've got up there. A lot of people like guns, and a lot of people now are embracing using cannabis instead of alcohol. And it's not all about smoking it anymore. They've got drinks now that we've got to make sure the kids don't – you leave a half a can of a THC drink out, and the kid picks it up just like he might be with a beer. So we've got to pay a lot closer attention, especially these intoxicating hemp-derived products.
They have weed drinks?
Now. Yeah. I couldn't keep it lit. I tried the light one. I couldn't get that can lit up, but –
I see what you did there. So in other states where they have that, do they have, like, bars you can go to and instead of getting a Shiner Bock, you get a weed drink? Give me the
sure.
Cheech IPA or something?
Texas is leading the nation in THC-infused beverages that are legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. They're low-dose. They call it sessionable. A good friend of mine, Antonio Swad, best known for being the founder of Wingstop, is in that business. He's got something called Buzz Me Up. It's a low-dose THC and caffeine drink, and it's available at convenience stores, package stores. They're fixing to start selling in bars.
Yeah, I have a friend of a friend who owns a vape shop who was telling me that if not the smokable kind, but the chemical THC has been basically legalized in Texas. There's a loophole that's just wildly exploited. And so you can't go out and buy the actual plant like Snoop Dogg used to do in the 90s, but you can. Your only avenue is these gummies or lollipops or whatever else he sells. But the vapes probably sell the most.
Yeah, you know, I'll be in next weekend is my birthday. 420 is my birthday, and I've been a user of cannabis products for a half a century. And I'm smoking less and less cannabis. I'm eating gummies, edibles. There's ice cream now, THC infused ice cream that people are going to be eating at concerts because New York, Michigan, Illinois have all made it legal to ingest cannabis products at music concerts. I mean, people have been doing that forever, right? Going around back smoking a joint, seeing Willie Nelson play his music or something. But now it's going to be sold at these venues.
I saw Snoop Dogg smoke a joint on stage here in Dallas. So it's going to be just a transition from smoke to ice cream. And I'm going to go to concerts in the future, and there's going to be a bunch of kids walking around licking an ice cream cone. Is that what's coming up?
Supposed to be 21 and up now. Supposed to be 21 up. Snoop's got a beverage. Snoop has a hemp-derived beverage. It's being produced here in Texas, down in the Hill Country, by I think it's called Hill Country Beverages, the canner for this.
And they've got three weed every day.
All right. Thank you very much. Check out his podcast, the Jerry J. Man Joyner. He's got one called Weed and Whiskey, which makes him the expert on these subjects. Thank you for coming on the James Show. I've been a fan of your podcast. I've listened to a few episodes. Good stuff.
Thank you. Anytime.